was a deliberate action. A wheelie bin had been set alight, and the wheelie bin was adjacent to the building, so they'd set the wheelie bin alight, and then it spread to electrical cables, which then spread to the roof, and which got it by the view what we could see last night was the roof was well alight, and the fire service were trying to contain that, and they stopped spreading to other buildings because it's very close to other buildings on either side of it.
And our reports are that their efforts were successful, and it appears that the fire was, for the most part, contained to this building.
Yes, it was. It seemed to be last night that they had it well under control now. So they did. And in hand, they've done a good job, you know, to contain it.
Do you believe that the people responsible for this know what they're doing, or is this just the random acts of...
I think it was just a random act of vandalism and arson, you know, setting the bin alight, but they didn't realise their consequences.
But you would be arguing it's important that whoever is responsible either comes forward, or if you know who's responsible, then put their name forward yourself.
Well, whoever's responsible, they will be caught by the police, because I think there's a takeaway up there with the CCTV cameras, and I would say the police will be viewing those to see if they can apprehend the culprits.